right, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Sport Fight Podcast. I'm your host, Nick O'Neill, and I wanted to thank you for tuning in and listening. It is very loud in here.
And I'm your co-host, Brent Marshall.
It is very loud in here because we are at the banquet night where they will be handing out the ranking for Quad Fair and the team. So since we're doing daily recaps, and Brett is the captain of the quad team, would you care to share the awesomeness that was today?
Holy crap, what a day.
Yeah.
Boy, where did we start? Woke up in a fantastic mood, thank God. And we headed out to the field, only to find rain and wind going anywhere from literally zero to about 5 or 6 miles an hour. And back to zero, and it was all over the place. So we put on a shorter set of lines. We typically fly on 120 for the team, 120 feet. And we headed through, so we went to 75 foot lines for the light wind and literally zero wind. And headed out to the beach in the rain, practiced the routine a little bit, made some modifications to the light wind, and we're feeling really, really good going into it.
I'm going to pause for a second and just say, at the time you guys were out practicing, the captain, which at this time was Paul, was in at the captain's meeting, and they were discussing whether or not they were going to go on full rain delay, if they were going to start at 2 o'clock, or if they were going to start at 4 o'clock, or if they were potentially going to scrub the whole team up. So, okay.
Yeah, conditions were exactly that. they were in discussion. And we were out on the beach, we were feeling really good. Everything was pretty crazy for what the wind was giving us. Anyway, Paul came back from the meeting. Everybody decided we would put all of the competitors together instead of having demos between like two competitors each. And so we just switched everybody together so we could all get a pair of the wind and conditions and just get it done. So we were third on the list, had our kites prepared. Like I said, we went to the shorter lines with a UL kite. And our time came, we got out there and set up our kites. It was feeling mediocre. I will say mediocre.
So real quick, can you explain in detail why you picked short lines? What was your philosophy behind short lines and UL kite in like 0 to 3 miles?
Sure. So when we go to a shorter line, there's this less weight and drag through the air. So there's more connection to the kite, and then we go to a lighter wind kite as well, so that, once again, there's just more pressure and more connection between you and the kite. Gives you the best opportunity to have drive with the kite in very, very low wind. So we got out into the field, and we got set up. I felt the window out and was kind of waiting out the pulses because I had been watching the wind. Oh gosh, for the last 3 hours, I was just paying attention to what was happening with the wind. And so when we got out there, we got set. The wind was pulsing down. It was coming down. So I knew we had about 1 minute to a minute and 25 seconds is what I was calculating while I was standing out there. I knew we had that long until the wind had come back. So I kind of waited, kept flying the window to see exactly what we would have, and just sort of waited out so we would have the best wind possible, yeah? And we got set. Field director, we went through the music, and I kind of waited, and I could feel it coming up. I told her we were ready, and music started. Here we go. So how do I remember this? Okay. Music fires off, slightly late, in my opinion. It actually took a little longer than expected. So the wind came while we were still sitting on the ground. And what do we call from there, you know? You can't really stop it. Once you tell them you're ready, we're in the ring.
Yeah.
And so the music started about what I felt was about 25 seconds into sitting on the ground and set. Music came on, and here we go. I launch first in the routine. So I take off and doing my thing. Lindsay comes up, and then we match each other. And then Crystal and Katrina come up. And from that launch, the second launch with Katrina and Crystal, all I hear out of my left ear is, something's not right. So from the very beginning, I'm like, here we go, this is competition, baby. And yeah, I see Crystal kind of fluttering, but she actually still has
some
semi-control, right? Like, I'm watching it happen and I'm going, something's not right, but you're still in position. What the hell? And then eventually we kind of go into our role together, and then that's when it truly she lost control of that and dropped down to the ground. Ground crew was on it. There was a bridle wrap that had happened upon landing, so it wasn't on her. That's just stuff that happens with kites. And they got the bridle wrap out. We're back in the sky, and here she just falls right back into where we are. Which is amazing. I love when I see that happen. Someone just pops up, goes right to where they are, and we're back in the crew and where we should be. So we got through the first half of the routine very well. We come in for a landing, go through the landing, and then we start the second half. From what I can recall, we get through most of the second half actually okay. We were fighting, we were sort of out of balance, but still going through the routine and fighting and just battling. And I could feel the wind coming down, and that's when I just went, oh shit. I know what's coming in another 15 seconds because I've been paying attention to the wind.
Yeah.
And we get into a part of the routine that's very driven. Not necessarily fast, but you have to keep connection to the kite and drive. There's not much chance for ground game. And about 35 to 45 seconds before the end of the routine, we're in the middle of that driving. And literally everything goes to zero.
Yep.
A complete zero. It was not half a mile an hour. It's incredible. I could actually feel the wind pushing down. What was there was literally pushing straight down. And we freaking continued to fly through this routine in a pushing down 0 miles, like negative miles per hour. And we got to the very end, and that's where, we ran out of room, we ran out of everything, we ran out of juice, and we just sent the kites down, and while, it hurt for a second, and then I just looked around, and these ladies fucking fought through this routine in 0 miles an hour. And we made it to the last beat. There was other stuff that had happened. Teams had finished out there without their entire team. It was insane. But we made it to the last freaking beat because they're freaking warriors. They're sky bitches. Right? And we made it to the end of the routine, and that's it. I told them on Wednesday when we flew, and we finished the cleanest, perfect routine. What I saw in my head when I was sitting in my garage writing through this routine, what I saw, it was even better and more beautiful. And when we landed on Wednesday and finished the routine, I said in the microphone, I don't care what happens on Friday, we freaking won. That was insane. 2,000 miles apart, and we put together a routine flying together for maybe 2 hours, and it was perfect. The entire routine was freaking perfect. Doesn't matter what happened today. We made it to the last beat. We landed with pride and respect for everybody. And when we came off the field, the cheers, the claps, the respect to the crowd and the fellow competitors hit me in the heart and just reminded me of what we had just done and to keep our chins up and love ourselves for what we've done.
Yeah,
it was an insane day. I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, so absolutely, like, every single team struggled. I think it was the Taiwanese that were back up against the back border. They were actually pushing the boundary. That's how far back they were. Their backs were against the tape. We saw a lot of people running up and down with bodies, all things, right? Running up and down the field. And it wasn't, I think, until like the last three where the wind got somewhat steady. Granted, it was only about 3 mph, or maybe 5 mph tops, but it was only that at the bottom half, or the downwind half of the field. And so if you stayed there and you somehow didn't drive past that, they figured out that they could somewhat stay powered up. But like everybody else, you know, in order to power up, they're running up the field, and they would pass right into that 0 mph wind channel, and then it was just everybody would break. Everybody got knocked out from the sky.
Yeah, a tough day. And many of the competitors had come up to us afterwards and told us how proud they were of us for doing that, and we had the worst wind of the day, is what they told us.
Yeah.
And I believe that. But a lot of the competitors, they fought hard out there. It was tough. Like I say, at one point, the wind was coming straight down. It was wild. Absolutely wild. You can tell the teams that that do this often. They're seasoned pros for a reason. They've been competing for a long time, and it showed on the field. Mad respect to all of them and the time they put in to do that. And I can say, if we have the honor to come back again, if this happens again, we'll be prepared, and we will have a light wind routine, because that was one of the things. We didn't have enough time. We had one routine to write and to keep it as simple and as fantastic as we can make it. We had one routine. So to have something that we can fly in 0 to 3 was not really an option. So next time, I hope, you know, if I can come back, that we will be prepared with a light wind routine as well as a higher wind routine. Just really, really give effort and have a shot in all conditions, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's been one of my big takeaways from being here, is that if you're coming to Bert to do either World Kite Cup or any of the other major tournaments, you need to come not only with all the gear, but all of the capability of flying from essentially 3 mph to at least 35 mph and be able to fly routines clean in those spaces.
And yeah, let's note that through the entire week, I mean, the dual line guys were getting screwed, right?
Yeah.
Because it was blowing the entire, since we've been here, it's been 17 miles an hour plus.
Yeah.
We've been between 17 and like 23 miles an hour the entire time we've been here. Today was the first day we had a taste of no wind. So there was the feel in all of our hands, it wasn't ready for what had happened. As prepared as we are flying in low wind, we've been flying in freaking extra vents and hardcore vents the entire week. So it was the total opposite switch. We've been on 120 lines. We went to 75. The window shrinks by that percent, whatever that is, 65 degrees or so. The window shrinks by that much as well. That changes the timing with all of the lines that you're driving. It's very complex to change that. It's not something you just change and go, oh, yeah, okay, we go through the routine. No, there's a lot of nuance to that. And we still did it. We fit it together. We made it happen.
Yep.
And literally within an hour. If we had an hour to get used to that line length and all that. So I'm very proud. I'm very proud of what we did today. And like I say, we made it to the last beat of the sun.
Yes. All right, Crystal, you want to add anything? Because I know I did a video interview with you right beforehand.
How did you feel in the moment?
there's always that moment about a freak out and oh crap, there's like a problem. How do I fix it? And I tried to kind of
came off the field with double vision. What a freaking week. These guys made me proud. We worked so good.
Yeah, this team has been absolutely amazing. I love that I've been able to kind of follow along. All right, well, let's go ahead and close this one out, and then we're gonna do more podcasts where it's a little bit quieter. And we'll give a shout out to all of our sponsors and our supporters and all that. But let's go ahead and close out this daily recap. So.
Did I talk for 20 minutes? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You've been talking for 20 minutes.
I love you. We do love you.
Yes. So, we'll see you guys on the next podcast. Again, we'll do another daily recap tomorrow, and we'll put out, a full team debrief after we get a chance to kind of let things settle in.
Sportkite.org. share it with everybody.
Thanks for the shout out. All right, we'll see you guys in the field.